Welcome to Fitzarndt Property Exchange, hosted by Pearl Skeltemer, designed to keep you informed and captivated about the South African residential property market. Subscribe to our channel today and enjoy conversations with some of the most influential, innovative, and interesting industry experts, stakeholders, and scheme executives as they render input in today's property market.
Good morning, everyone.
Good day. I'm Pearl Skeltemer, the CEO of Fitzarndt Estates, and welcome again to our property exchange. Today, we're going to address the topic of youth in property. Yes, it's June, the month of youth. And today, to talk to us is a very interesting lady, Zara Parker. She's an Honours BSc Property Studies student at the University of Cape Town. She represents YEPA, which stands for Youth in Property Association, on the Management Committee of the Western Cape Property Development Forum. Her interest in the raised participation of black youth in property industry of South Africa is what drew her to YEPA. Her main interests lie in the education sphere of YEPA and how this platform may influence the future of young South Africans. Zara, welcome.
Thank you, such a pleasure to be here.
And I certainly hope you're going to tell us what YEPA is, what they stand for, what their goals and future plans are. So let's kick off. Tell us about YEPA. Where does it come from? How long has it been in existence? And exactly what YEPA does.
Thank you. So YEPA was started by a group of UCT graduates, and this was in 2016. And these graduates saw the need for an organization that encouraged and assisted with the inclusion of youth of color within the industry. The property industry was, and to this day, is an industry which holds a very small presence of youth, and especially that of youth of color. And you know, as many believe, as we do, that the youth is the future. So it's such an important thing to focus energy and resources into the development of the youth. YEPA focuses a lot on the youth's interest in the property industry, and this is both in ownership and management, and also in the social development sphere of the youth within the industry. And this happens through participation of the youth in the industry, upskillment of the youth, and where we also just try to create opportunities for the youth in the industry. So that's sort of what we do.
All right. Thank you for that. So how do you get to these objectives? How do you achieve this?
Well, most of the objectives are achieved through different initiatives that we run. I'm not sure if you are aware, or maybe your listeners are aware, we do this namely through education and employment and entrepreneurship, and those are the key spheres which we work in. And a lot of the access to the industry happens through these different spheres. The most important aspect of YEPA lies in its network that we have, and that is sort of how we link youth to opportunity, how we educate them on the industry, and how we also connect them to bigger firms. Some of our objectives, maybe I can share that.
Please include
providing sort of a network where we're able to facilitate discussions around the property industry, where we meet with youth, where they can respond to legislation, I'm sure, with the sectional title schemes, Act and the Management Act. It's an opportunity where we try to create a platform for them to express their interests and also their opinion on what's happening. We also try to create a space where they can express themselves through other means. So it's so important because our network is being built around the youth. Where we focus on the property industry, we also try to create a network where other sort of interests can be aligned with other members. So connect young people to other young people. And we also try to sort of spread knowledge to the disadvantaged communities about degrees and other educational platforms and means with which they can get into the sector.
Okay, so this, if I gather correctly, is an initiative from UCT. How do you reach the other provinces? Do you have a website? Do you advertise? If other youth members would like to become part of this and participate, how do they go about doing so?
So HEPA wasn't started by UCT exactly, but the basis of it was from the UCT, the six graduates from UCT. So UCT does support HEPA, but we're not a UCT society. So HEPA is actually a national organization, it's an NPO, and we registered as well. And so because of that, what we've done in the more recent years is we've branched out. I'm not sure if you're aware, but we have a Gauteng team as well, got a Western Cape team. We're working towards student chapter teams at various universities. And we're also trying to branch out into other provinces. But to answer your question, Paul, because we're young people, we try to drive most of our marketing and stuff through our social media platforms, which I'm sure you're aware of. Young people are always keeping an eye on. Yeah. So we do most of our connecting with our membership through this. And many times we have members reach out to us. We also have like an email, and we have a website as well.
Oh, great. Don't you, whilst we're on that topic, don't you want to share that information?
Yes, I'd love to. So we have our handles on all the various platforms are the same. We've got an Instagram handle, a Twitter, LinkedIn, and Facebook. And all of our handles are HEPA_SA.
Could you spell that? It's YIPA.
Yes, _SA.
All right. Well organized, it seems. And can you give me an indication of how many members this association have at the moment nationally?
More, at the moment, just in Western Cape, more than 1,500. And that's just
goodness
the Western
me.
Cape.
That's how big the interest is. Wow.
Yeah, there's lots of young people trying to get into the sector, which is very exciting for us.
Okay, I think you might have touched on this, but perhaps just elaborate a little bit more. Why is there a need for an organization like YIPA?
Yeah, I as you said, Paul, a lot of it has to do with access to the industry. With YIPA, when YIPA was founded, it was sort of that need of access to the industry for youth in color was identified. I mean, many of the members who founding members, what they found is that you could graduate to the degree, but you'd still need connection to the existing industry to become part of the industry, which is still a challenge today.
And that exactly brings me to the next question. What are some of the challenges for the youth of South Africa in becoming more involved in the property sector, and how can YIPA assist in this regard?
I think the greatest challenge today is the lack of coaching and mentorship in the property industry. And so YIPA sort of focuses a lot of energy, we channel a lot of energy into that, where we try to connect the youth to experienced professionals like yourself in the industry.
Stop there. What would that entail? Do I have invite someone to shadow me for a day or two to see exactly what I do? How does industries or companies get involved in assisting YIPA with this goal they have?
So yes, that's exactly what we do. We run various initiatives. So I think you mentioned one. We do have a job shadow program, and that's a biannual program, and we run it to underprivileged learners and schools, with well-established firms are able to give school students an experience in any profession within the Bolt environment. So that's one of the initiatives that we do. And then we also work on mentorship, where we try to engage the youth with various leaders within the industry. So we bring them in, we host them, and we host an event where our members are able to approach these leaders, ask them questions, engage their own issues that they're having with the leaders. Maybe the leaders and mentors are able to share their insights and experience, and maybe give some notion of which direction is best to go into within the property industry.
Okay, so in order to reach nationally, do you do this by way of a webinar, or
how is this initiative actually executed?
So COVID has been a major impact on what yes. we've been doing. And I'm sure that's for many other people, it's the same. And what's happened with COVID now is many of our events were held face-to-face, but due to COVID, we had very little opportunity to host such events. But fortunately, we are a youth-driven organization, and you know, with young people and tech, you know, we're able to keep up. So we're digitally driven as well. And so we were able to host many of our events in the space of the last 2 years online, which has been great for us. But we're still, you know, fingers crossed, we're still hoping to meet face-to-face again with our membership.
Of course we do. We all do. We miss that.
Yes. The human contacts are important.
Indeed. So, Zara, with the transformation of the property sector central to its mission, YIPA has 5 core initiatives, which you've also touched on. But please elaborate on education, networking, employment, entrepreneurship, and enterprise development.
Okay, so like you've mentioned, the core initiatives, all of these core initiatives interlink and they strongly correlate to one another. So transformation in all sectors was necessary, but in the property industry, it's been especially slow. So the need for YIPA is in that itself. With us, because we run various initiatives, we try to do sort of work at transformation on different levels. So like I mentioned, one of our initiatives is the Job Shadow Program, which is angled towards school leaving students. We've also worked on employment and entrepreneurship, which you mentioned, which is how we sort of reach the older youth within our membership, people who are maybe already working, existing professionals in the built environment, who we try to reach as well. And that's just so that we're able to connect to different levels so transformation can happen at different levels. So we're looking at from school leaving up until the existing, you know, the existing levels.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so does YIPA have any formal corporate partnerships and who supports this initiative?
So YIPA is aligned with many different firms and organizations and many firms within the industry that support what we do, but most notably Liberty 2 Degrees, which is actually our sponsor, and they've sponsored us for a little while now, but we're also in close...
What did you say? Liberty Degrees?
Liberty 2 Degrees, yes.
Okay.
So they sponsor us, and they've been sponsoring us, and I'm very grateful for their sponsorship. And then we're also connected to the likes of the Western Cape Property Development Forum. We're connected to the Property Sector Charter Council, SAPOA and SAPIN, many of the big, you know, the big firms in the industry. Our most recent partnership was actually released today, was that we're partnered with the GBCSA. We're also looking towards, you know, the future green building.
And greener.
Yeah.
And I'm actually familiar with them. We had a talk with them some time ago, and it was very, very interesting. Have you approached the Community Schemes Ombuds Service, CSOS?
No, I'm not aware that we have.
Actually, you should in the property management sector, where we focus on the execution of the Sectional Title Schemes Management Act, specifically for sectional title. Since the 7th of October 2016, we have, what shall I call them, a police to regulate the industry. I also am aware that they have several initiatives, and maybe YIPA could benefit by that as well. So this is just as a matter of interest, you can approach them.
No, definitely, I will.
They're also nationwide. I know that Gauteng's division is quite efficient, so that's a little bit far from where you are, but nevertheless, okay. YIPA is open to corporate partnerships in terms of sponsorship, even event speakers and merging sustainability partners. Please explain, and how do you get about doing this?
Yeah, so YIPA is always looking to for opportunities to establish corporate partnerships. I don't know if I mentioned before, but we are an NPO, and our focus is purely on the development of the youth in this particular industry. But IPA's cause includes addressing underrepresentation within the industry. I mean, career-wise, we're also encouraging sort of a mind shift change to the youth, you know, exposing them to fields that they never considered in the past. I mean, during our job shadow, you're able to hear that most people don't even know that there are property-related degrees or different means to go out and study out to become part of the industry. So we work with that mind shift change with the youth. And we also, in the process, you know, IPA works with the existing industry. So we love the use of the existing experience within the industry, the people within the industry, and we also challenge existing structures to move with the time. You know, young people, we're always trying to get things to change the way we like it. And that's always, you know, it's a touchy subject.
But just that's fine with me, just as long as you stick to the principle.
Yeah, no, definitely. But I mean, IPA, we've got a really worthy cause within IPA, and that's what we try to initiate, and we strive to attain these objectives. We believe that what we're doing, you know, it's we have something worthy that we're trying to address. So we always welcome.
That really sounds awesome. I actually wasn't aware of this until we approached you as a result of the theme for this month, but I'm so happy that we did. So once again, we have listeners, and I'm very sure that our youth would be interested in joining or getting more to know about IPA. Won't you please just repeat where they can get hold of you and contact you?
Yeah, our membership is free, which is really great. It happens very rarely, but our membership is free. And we have all the social media handles, and that's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn. And we also have our website. You can just Google IPA. It should come up right on top. And our handle for our social media is IPA, YIPA, _SA.
Thank you so much. Zahra, this was really interesting. Just to end up with a last question, I see here, besides the fact that you were awarded the best performing property finance student and being 3-time Golden Key, holder of the Golden Key Society, you have a personal interest and a strong passion for town planning influence on property evaluations.
Yes.
More info on that.
Oh, so just about that.
Yeah, I would like to know more. What exactly do you intend to do with this? Are you going to become the next property guru in South Africa?
I'd love to, but I've still got a lot of learning to do. You know, with me, my mom always says you need to be a lifelong learner. So there's a lot of learning I still have to do before I can become the next property mogul.
I already like your mom. She sounds like a very clever lady.
She's a very wise woman.
Never stop to learn in the industry.
Definitely.
Zahra, thank you so much for your participation. I really enjoyed this, and I am sure that our listeners will be in contact with you via your website ASAP.
Thank you so much for having me.
This was FitZone's Property Exchange, hosted by Pearl Skeltimer. Not only do we keep you informed on the very latest in the property industry, we also empower by expanding your knowledge base. Make sure to visit www.fitzone.co.za to find out more about sectional title scheme management, letting, sales, and trustee training. Remember to subscribe to our channel and follow us on all our social platforms.